On the mic, there's me, Steve, and also
Unica.
And we'll bring you more information about Indonesia today. We'll be bringing some updates related to the visit of our president to Turkey that you can listen on.
I'm streaming the live news ID and on our mobile app, Edo Digital, available on Android and also iOS.
And we'll begin with the news, so stay tuned on Edo Service Voice of Indonesia. Steve. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto met with President of the Arab Republic Egypt Abdel Fattah El-Sisi at the Al-Ittihadiyah Palace in Cairo on Saturday. Quoted from Temple, the meeting of the two heads of the state discussed a number of strategic issues, including the situation in Gaza-Palestine. In addition to discussing the specific situation in Gaza, Prabowo and El-Sisi also discussed the geopolitical dynamics in the Middle East region. The Indonesian government has received confirmation of an additional quota of 2,200 Hajj officers from the Saudi Arabian authorities. With this addition, the number of Indonesian Hajj officers for this year is recorded at around 4,400 people. Religious Affairs Minister Nasaruddin Umar said here on Sunday that the government will optimize the initial quota to provide the best service to Hajj pilgrims. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can and hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty fresh fish there.
Change in a heartbeat just like the weather. So to make sure that your mood will be, well, a little bit fine today, especially if you're in Indonesia, when we got some rain check today from the Meteorological Climatology and Geophysics Agency.
In Banda Aceh, Medan, Denpasar, Seram, Jakarta, also Bandung, Semarang, Surabaya, and Palangkaraya, it would be raining with the range of temperature of 24 to 33 degrees Celsius. So make sure to bring your umbrella with you.
So basically it's a quote-unquote a daily normal weather in Indonesia, because Indonesia only got the choices either dry or raining. But I'm talking also about the raining itself. It appears that the rain will not only be moderate, just like Unity has shared with you, but it's going to be, well, a little bit annoying, as in being so heavy, accompanied by thunder. And it won't happen in Jakarta, Banjarbaru, Pangkal Pinang, in Manado, oh my god, it's since this morning, and in Mamuju, Ternate, Nabire, and also Merauke, if you happen to be going across the country, especially around the waters, please make sure to keep updated with the weather, especially when it's raining.
Yeah, since in Indonesia most of the areas would be raining today, we will play you a song with the title Saat Hujan or When's Raining by Fade to Black featuring Andre. Enjoy!
Yeah! once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baipar, prioritize your safety, don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
I don't know, Greek or Latin, which says that everybody, when they were born, they were born from zero, saying that they were born without any feeling, without any emotion, and then from that zero, they will start to learn and also experience the things. So like, anger will be new, sadness will be new to them, and in this particular song, I'm still confused why they used the term tabula rasa, because the song is about romance itself.
Or maybe they translated rasa into feelings. You experience feelings for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Let's start our relationship from zero, right?
Yeah, that's true. I think that's what it is.
If you're talking about relationship, what is the key of relationship for you?
For me, the key to relationship is trust, of course, and communication. It's really basic, but I think
it's literally basic. It's literally basic that people, they don't even provide it for their partners, right?
Yeah,
sometimes it's like that.
Yeah, that's true.
And of course, I would like to have listeners to trust us and also maintain the communication.
Of course.
It's not one way. You can, go your way to us, tell us how we are doing here. We need to do something, just tell us where and when. Not only one. What do you say? Your input.
Yes, please, you can put some inputs and feedback or any information for us from the WhatsApp and number +62821-2381-2130. +62821-2381-2130. And also on our social media, you can contact us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, VOI_official, and TikTok, VOI_official.
And of course, if you're listening to this podcast, you can also use the application RRA Digital, which is available for Android and also iOS, and you can use it to listen to not only The Voice of Indonesia, but all the stations from Radio Republik Indonesia. And as I always said, most of them will be in Indonesian, so good luck to you when you want to listen to them. But never doubt it, because you can also find a lot of good content from Radio Republik Indonesia in the application. So what are you waiting for? Download the application RRA Digital. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Which is a bowl of water that you will use to clean your hands when you are eating on, well, on street foods in Indonesia. And more from Indonesia is coming up next, so stay tuned. Edible service for Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and live streaming on VOIUS.ID and LFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: People Mati Polo, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. You're gonna listen to a song by Soul ID entitled Just Wanna Be, and right now I would like to just ask you, Nika. So, Nika, what do you think once you hear something about volcanic eruption?
I have heard something about it. There are sadly volcanic eruption happened recently.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's very sad the fact that it happened in Indonesia, yeah. And also in Indonesia. I think I've heard. Yeah, that's my knowledge about that.
Yeah. How about you? So mostly people say that volcanic eruption is always associated with sadness, destruction, and something like that.
Yeah.
But for the people in Tasikmalaya, they used to be maybe were affected by a very well bad volcanic eruption, but after getting they learned it, apparently this eruption was blessing for them.
Okay.
Yeah, we will find out the story after this one.
Thank you.
solid one, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic bursts of the fine dust with Chowor, Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara khususnya sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the district, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padatumbang, Lewi Wisari, Singapana. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atau Supriyatna, farmer from Sukandiri Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about Kan's atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatannya malam Senin, jam 11 malam. Minggu malam Senin, gitu kan. Kelihatan mah, ada asap gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at common cause. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, raining. When entering the post, I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, but rice dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village. Show from the west, many people over there ran down. When he said, "The mountain erupted! The mountain erupted!" At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Sofro contacted the bitter story. It was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, pertama letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan, hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Tuesday evening, the big eruption happened. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened. But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday occurred overflow smoke and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we start with the burn, it happened on Monday and Thursday. Around 18 just after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87, seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdam.
But after 5 years, in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was previously collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung suffered the benefits after the mountain erupted. Farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted that
kalau tanam mah dari dulu juga masih makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agricultural land is more fertile. In the past, 1 hektar land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today it is better. Here the land calculates per plot. So 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots. 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Anand Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Anand, who works up here in his daily life and gives counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung dust has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or fat stable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadi fenomena alam. Kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat
dibutuhkan. Under now, natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of galung dust, there is vulkanologi dust or hara elements which are very needed. The micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese. Fee or iron, magnesium, sulfur, that supports may develop the plant's growth because those microelements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plants. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmers that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.2 by applying technology. Galunggung dust does increase not only the quantity for the agricultural product, but also the quality of the product. Even Galunggung rice is well known and abroad.
Sebelum ada galung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada galung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras galung yang diproduksi kalau beras dari air galung itu
before galung erupsi, beras produk was normal, but post eruption, the product increased. Beras quality is also better. Galung rice, beras itu produce from galung water,
still ada sebagian dari sini.
So that price of the price quite orang cari lain. If you do not believe the brand mark of Chang rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Sayong. It is the quality of the rice. The stocking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 under 50 kilograms. Generally, the stocking rice can produce much. If used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Marketology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari
Cisayong, umumnya sekarang 31 kabupaten.
We produce organic rice, especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regions. We have exported tons of organic rice, and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Kapokan Sympathic, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America, and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. They are red rice, black rice, white rice. The starch of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification, however, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan Galunggung itu fenomena.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, the Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5-7%. The basic is served by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Kalau dulu mau akan ada yang kelaparan kan, di kita tiba-tiba nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past, there were people who starved. In the past, harvest season was only twice a year. In here, harvest is 3 times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 2 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice is a little ton. Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Nothing. Alhamdulillah.
Itulah, riwayat Galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
It was the story of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents running Galunggung can feel the agricultural products from their own natural resources and bring about more benefit and the economic standard for residents is better.